Placing the phone back on the hook, she turns to see three smartly dressed men standing in her kitchen doorway. Before she realizes what is happening to her, she is rolled tightly in long sheets of cellophane, transported to an international airport, and placed on a waiting jetliner. All this being too much for her to comprehend, she passes out. Upon awakening, she finds herself in a strange, foreign-speaking nation. Alone, fearing her escape impossible, she seeks comfort in the arms of a confidential agent. With a trace of her kiss still warm upon his lips, he betrays her to the hands of three scientists who are engaged in diabolical avant-garde experiments previously performed only on insects and other small, meaningless creatures. Using her as their subject, they are delighted with the results. For the first time, a human being is transformed into a... Meanwhile, back in Portland, Maine... Her husband, Don, now chain-smoking 40 packs of cigarettes a day, sits at a local bar and has a few beers with the regulars. Bored, everyone's attention turns to the television set that just hangs from the wall.
Welcome to Bowling for Dollars.
Suddenly, Crazy Al says,
Say, Don, there sure is something familiar about that bowling ball.
To which a terrified Don replies,
Oh my God! That bowling ball! It's my wife!
And the lesson we learn from this story is, next time you place your order, don't forget to say, no anchovies, please.
peanut butter too.
The Post Initial Radio Obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank is for Lola Albright, the American singer and actress. She's best known for playing the sultry singer Edie Hart, who was the girlfriend of the private eye Peter Gunn in all three seasons of the Peter Gunn TV series. She started out in radio, went on to star in dozens of movies. One of her first was even Easter Parade with Judy Garland. She went on to have a very successful career, even doing lots of television too, mostly in the 50s. You may have seen her on The Dick Van Dyke Show, My Three Sons, Beverly Hillbillies, Bonanza, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and so, many other TV shows. Lola Albright just passed away at 92. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Honestly, I thought you wouldn't. And naturally, I thought I couldn't. Probably we shouldn't. But aren't you kinda glad we did? Actually, it all was blameless. Nevertheless, they'll call it shameless. So this lady shall be nameless. But aren't you kinda glad we did? Socially, I'll be an outcast. Obviously, we dined alone. On my good name, there will be doubt cast. With never a sign of any chaperone, I loved it. People we know will call me Viper, and maybe the time could have been riper. So we pay the piper. But aren't you kinda glad we did? No matter how they may construe it, and whether or not we have to rue it, whatever made us do it, I'm not feeling bad. I'm not feeling sad. I'm so grabbing glad we did.
The, let's see here, the pre-antepenultimate. Yeah, we'll just make it next. I don't want to think that hard. The next radio obituary. See how I work? Is for Dave Valentin, the American Latin jazz flautist. He actually started at an early age playing percussion, and by 10 was playing conga and the timbales professionally. But then he wanted to meet a girl who was playing flute in school, so he switched. Silly boys. David Valentin just passed away at 64. It's the next Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. see, the antepenultimate radio obituary is for Bob Altman, the American comedian and free associating thinker, more popularly known as Uncle Dirty. He wrote for Richard Pryor, worked a little with George Carlin, known for playing Karen's dad in the 1990 movie Goodfellas. At the height of his career, he put out comedy albums in the 70s, mostly because much of his act was too risque for television. Bob Altman just passed away at 85. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
So what do you do when you want to know the answer? Like we all like to know the answer. Where do you look? Well, one place to look was, remember the guy who came over? My name is Maharishi. The Maharishi left one of the finest universities in India, went to a cave deep in the mountains with one question burning deep inside of him. How can I meet the Beatles? Yeah. Remember the other guy? You remember? I'm gonna save you. I'm gonna save you right now. Right now, little mother with the crutches. You come up here now.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
You can save me.
Yeah, I sure can. And you, the fellow who sent me the note. Fellow wants to be a radio announcer? Nun. Come on, right up here now. Don't say nothing. And if it don't work, it's your fault because you didn't believe enough. Okay. Let me touch you both.
Watch where you're touching.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I thought it was your crutch. Okay, let me touch you both. Feel that faith pulsating through your bodies. Feel that faith pulsating through your minds, through your souls, through your hearts. Now step behind the screen. Now, little mother, throw down your right crutch. Throw down your left crutch. Young man in a clear, booming voice, tell us what you see. Lady behind the screen just fell on her ass. All right. And they want us to believe, man. And S.I. Hayakawa, world's foremost semanticist and dean of word power, was interviewed and said, you can't talk to those kids. That's funny, man. Yeah, there's kids. Like, I see you right out here now. You are prime time. Prime time. You can don't know Tums after those 8 hot dogs. And you know the whole thing. Like, yeah. And you go into that classroom thinking about now. Think about right now, about NAM. By the way, I think there's a southern general in charge of our military, and he wants to divide every country in Asia into north and south, and the north is always going to be the bad guy. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I think it where it goes. Because you, bugged or not bugged, you are prime time. You go into that classroom, and you get the same teacher that I got.
How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach. That's poetry.
No, teacher, that's a bummer.
Now some pertinent questions that will help you all through your life. Thomas Jefferson's sister, true or false? What happened on the banks of the Poconoco River in 1763?
You see what happened in front of the school today?
Radical communist got out of here.
Well, what would you teach, freak? Montessori, Conant, Summerhill? Well, there was a guy by the name of Langston Hughes who wrote, my motto, as I live and learn, is dig and be dug in return. We never got much of him in our books. For the same reason we never got much Crispus Attucks, Pinchback, Dubois, Douglas. Because our history books have been written by Miss Lily White and her son Whitey Backlash. You know, I mean, for once I'd like to see Ramar of the Jungle played by a black man. What the hell, it's his jungle, you know. I'd like to see a black cat come up there with the little white pith helmet, the white shorts, the Malacca walking stick and say,
I beg your pardon, is this the village of Tambula?
And for once, 5 fat little white cats run out and say,
we can't find our spear! Woohoo!
It's where it's at. But then taking that further, stores that thrive on back-to-school clothes but are still showing those same 3-button blazers, Ivy League ties, button-down collars, white bucks. Stores like that better be careful because kids aren't lounging on library steps anymore. Nowadays, they need more durable clothes, clothes that'll hold up under fire. But there's one small store in your friendly, nearby neighborhood ghetto that wants to prepare your kids for this school season. It's called the Right On Shop. And their window display includes tear gas canisters, helmets, nightsticks, and for the slower students, first aid kits. Now, I know a lot of you out there are thinking, those revolutionaries are so far gone. You can't help them, but you can. The Dirty Toy Company has spent over $1.80 on research. To find out what rot wants to play with revolutionaries of today. I mean, does a ghetto child in a garbage-strewn lot want to play with a Chatty Cathy or a Betsy Wetsy doll? No, they want to play with things that they know about. So Dirty Toys has come up with a line of dolls guaranteed to be bestsellers, featuring Johnny Junkie. He comes with a tiny hypodermic, a small bent spoon, and an itsy-bitsy rope to tie up with. And to support his teeny-weeny habit, we have a companion model. Her name is Betty Booster. She comes with a long leather coat with thousands of tiny little pockets on the inside. And for those rich kids out there in the suburbs, just like in real life, we have dolls that don't go quite all the way. Peter Pot, Polly Pill, Susie Speed. And for the little fellas, we have a Mickey Meth doll. And to keep those little fellas in line, we have a brand new doll, kids. It's called Paulie Piggy, the police doll. Yeah, among its unique features are its hands, palms on both sides. But if you want to be symbolic and think about that, you say like, well, what's going to happen to all the great books? Since you're probably going to be the last generation that will read. Drug companies are working on a way to reduce all books into pill form. They will have
a Shakespeare pill.
Take two Arthur Millers before retiring. Mickey Spillane throat spray.
Harold Robbins hormone cream.
Students ODing on medical textbook pills. Man, I dropped a Grey's Anatomy. All I see is viscera and trachea. Oh, man. There goes those cricoid cartilages. What a bummer. Oh. College professors replaced by automatic vending machines. The dean is no longer the most important man on campus. Now it's the repairman. You come to school with your tuition money, you put it in this big seabird in the sky, you put it in the slot, and from the other end comes out your terms reading assignment. Mathematics pills will still be hard to swallow, right? And after 4 years, your diploma will emerge from the machine in the form of a giant suppository.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Johnny Dick, Welsh-born New Zealand and Australian drummer. He moved to New Zealand as a kid, began drumming with Max Merritt and the Meteors, but then went to Australia in 65 when Billy Thorpe asked him to join the Aztecs. Johnny Dick just passed away at 73, I believe it is. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here. It bubbles in the think tank.
She comes off like a rose, and everybody knows she'll get you in Dodge. Well, you can look, but you better not. Poison Ivy, Poison Ivy. At night while you're sleeping, Poison Ivy comes at you. She's pretty as a daisy, but look how mad she's crazy. She'll really do you in if you let her get under your skin. Poison Ivy, Poison Ivy. At night while you're sleeping, Poison Ivy comes a cure. Now measles make you bumpy, and mumps will make you lumpy, and chicken pox will make you jump and twist. Like a hound, the minute she starts to move. mess around. Poison Ivy, Poison Ivy. Late at night while you're sleeping, Poison Ivy comes a creeping all around. Like a hound, the minute she starts to mess around.
Radio Obituary tonight is for Tony Tarrant, the American trumpet player and session musician, part of the Wrecking Crew. Aww. He started working in live radio shows in Buffalo, New York when he was in high school, moved to L.A. after touring with Horace Heidt, started working with Bob Hope in 1945, and then in 46 with Desi Arnaz, and he was the last surviving member of the Desi Arnaz Orchestra from the I Love Lucy television show. He had the distinction of playing on the first filmed television sitcom, I Love Lucy, and also playing with some of the first R&B combo bands to use horns in the early 50s. Tony Tarrant just passed away at 90. It's the ultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You won't believe the story by a battle. You won't believe it. Wonderful you came by. these songs are really lifting. It's beautiful.
If I talk again, it could drive me mad. I try to talk to the people of Trinidad. If I talk again, it could set me mad. I'm tired of talking to the people of Trinidad. All kinds of people coming, doing well. You, the Trinidadians, only catching hell. How many times do you want a bit old? Your own comes first over the world. If you think I lie, I invite you, please. Just take a trip through the West Indies. Make your first start with Grenada. Tell them that you come to look for labor. If you're missing, say you're from Trinidad. Lick you from Grenada down to Faisalabad. But you can't blame them on a whole. My friends, that's the policy of the world. So
Grenadians for Grenadians.
Yeah.
Jamaicans for Jamaicans.
Even Barbados take the same route. Looking for blows. If you think you're Guamanca and Barbados, the Bajan's gonna tell you you're blooming fast. Don't you know Bajan's first and outsiders last? Then you heist your anchor to Jamaica, feeling that your chances might be better. But as I've led you to understand, boy, we only have work here for Jamaicans. So take the same route.
Trinidadians, Buckham, and Fargo. Even Barbados take the same route. Trinidadians, Buckham, and Fargo.
I'm not a selfish, I love to give, and I believe in the smoke and the venom. If the other islands aren't doing that, see what we should be, miss how it's at. It's time to go into the rivers. Do like other nations, put your people first. You must do as you are told, or you would be the laughing stock of the world.
You worried all day. afraid. It's time to say goodnight. Come on, pull down the shade and hold each other tight.
And that just about wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Terry Taran, or Tony Taran, excuse me. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, almost wraps up the program all the way around. One final tune to go out on, then we're going to hand you over to the archive coming up at 1 a.m. And then we'll be back here next week for more Bubbles in the Think Tank for your stick-shaking action all week long over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Hope we'll see you over there as we've seen you there tonight. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll talk to you next week right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.
Here we are now, some years after. You and me and funny laughter. Don't be scared. It's only dark. Soon you'll hear a meadowlark. Don't give up. Just one more try. Rainbows soon will fill the sky. See us in our upper limbos, peeking through the blinds on windows. Down below, and far as wide is, Slick is kissing old King Midas. Silly birds who should know better, tell each hero, go and get her. Lady Luck's the one they're after, now and also ever.
fate is kind. She brings to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dream comes true.
Your Highness, I understand that